Hello there, and welcome to Can You Guess That? I'm your co-host, Caitlin Best.
I am your co-host, Matthew Olson.
Matt, you sound different this week.
I was just trying to follow your lead, because it sounded like you were asking a question.
Yeah, it's a new thing that all the youths are doing, actually.
Is it like a new hip form of uptalk?
Yeah, well, it is uptalk. And I just heard that everyone's been doing it, so I've been trying to do it a lot.
That seems kind of cool to me.
Yeah.
How have you been? That's an actual question, so I guess that doesn't work.
You just have to reverse it. You have to do down talk on the questions.
Okay, wait, let me run this by you. How have you been?
I've been okay.
What have you been up to?
You know, I've just been watching the Olympicos.
No, that's the big topic of the now. Forget the uptalk.
It is, yeah. I mean, I would say the youths use the uptalk to talk about the Olympics, but
yeah, I don't care what the youths think about this. Okay. This is like their second Olympics ever, so
yeah, that's true.
You know,
they're eight. Those 8 year olds and their uptalk.
Yeah, you saw that USA versus Sweden game.
Oh my God! Don't fucking talk to me about that. Don't talk to me about that, Matt.
You were live tweeting it. You seemed pretty hurt.
Did you see it, or did you just see my anguished tweets?
This is a good thing to talk about. We've discussed the Olympics a number of times on this show, especially winter v. summer.
Yes.
And I think before I've said that I'm a winter Olympics man, and this year proves it because I have not
seen a single fucking thing. Not anything.
No.
Matt.
I know.
I don't even know what to say to that. You've seen all the tweets, and the tweets haven't made you want to watch it?
I've seen the tweets.
You've seen the memes?
I've seen the memes. I've seen Michael Phelps' angry face.
His grumpo face didn't make you want to watch?
No. I've seen Ryan Lochte's daring new hairstyle. I've seen all the Olympians of various shapes and sizes that remind us that athleticism looks many different ways.
Yeah.
You don't have to be made into a human fin like Michael Phelps to win a gold.
But still, the only one that Matt cares about is snowboarding.
Yeah.
Now, let me hit you with this, Matt. You know what I found out?
What's
At the next Summer Olympics, do you know what sports are going to be in it for the first time?
What sports?
Well, let's just say they both involve boards.
Okay. Hoverboarding?
Yeah, it's hoverboarding. And it's
but on those shitty two-wheel hoverboards.
Yeah, it's hoverboarding and it's skyboarding, which is a new sport where you jump out of an airplane with a board on your feet.
Cool. Caitlin, I want to say that might even be a thing, technically.
It's possible it's a thing. I don't know.
Just like skydiving, but then like
right, but
your
you
legs
just put
are kind of like...
You just tape a board down there.
Well, you'd strap it. You wouldn't tape it, I think.
Okay. Well, I think one could tape it.
So wait... They're doing skateboarding? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
They're adding skateboarding and surfing.
Okay. I guess I didn't realize they didn't have surfing of some sort.
Yeah, they don't have surfing at all. They have windsurfing, actually, except they call it sailing. Mm. If you can believe that shit.
Right. So, is it going to be like street or vert?
I don't even know. I think they're maybe still in the planning stages.
Because I can't imagine how you would sort of standardize, and I don't know how you would make like a skate park style, like street
enough.
Skating event with like kick flips and pop shove-its and grinds and stuff into a scored Olympic event. Other than, I mean, I guess it would be like figure skating.
Let me hit you with another Olympics fact that I learned. Do you know what used to be also in the Olympics other than sports?
Other than sports
is fucking painting and poetry.
What?
I'm not making this up.
The Olympics are fucking wild. Yeah. I would watch the competitive painting.
The painting?
Jesus, imagine if it was like time painting and then it was like a thing when we had Bob Ross. Like, we'd win.
I don't know that it's that. Okay, so I am on Wikipedia, and I'm looking at art competitions at the 1928 Summer Olympics. And, yeah, medals were awarded in five categories: architecture, literature, music, painting, and sculpture, for works inspired by sport-related themes.
Oh, so it was, like, still sport. It was, like...
It's a sport. If it's about sports, like, it's sports.
Yeah, it just naturally is sports.
Yeah.
Yeah, haven't seen any of it.
Oh, sorry. Damn. This fucking sucks. Let me read you this.
Okay.
So in literature, there's three categories. There's lyric works, dramatic works, and epic works. Like, and it's all about, they're all about, like, sports right. and shit. Under dramatic works, bronze medal, it says none awarded. Silver medal, Lauro di Bossis of Italy for, I guess, a play called Icarus. Mm-hmm. That's a silver medal. Gold medal, none awarded.
Wait a minute. So only one guy medaled and he didn't get gold.
And they were
gold.
Like, this isn't good enough to win the gold.
This is fucking sad.
That sucks.
That really does stink. Are you going to ask me what I did instead of watching the Olympics?
Yeah, what'd you do with your garbage week instead of watching our America's Finest?
I went to the fine local comedy theater.
Yeah.
And I saw some very funny people.
Really?
Do an improvised episode of Seinfeld.
No, you saw that?
I saw it. It was very good.
It was actually improvised?
Okay, here's the thing.
Yeah.
Everybody right now should do two things while they listen to this. First is go on iTunes and rate the podcast.
Yes.
Please do that.
Obviously.
Always, always. Second thing is pop open a new tab to YouTube and type in Seinfeld, The Leaning Susan.
Great Seinfeld episode.
And just keep that open later. And that same team that wrote and performed The Leaning Susan now does improvised episodes. And I didn't know how it was going to work. Like,
I
had full faith that they were going to do it and do it well, but I didn't know what they would get in the way of suggestions.
Yeah.
And they just went with one word, just like the classic one word improv suggestion. And they got socks.
Yeah.
And then
people tried to yell out a bunch of Seinfeld shit, right?
I didn't hear any like explicitly Seinfeld.
You didn't hear
shit,
like
no.
Babka?
No.
Okay.
It would have been funny if they'd taken Babka and then just from memory perfectly performed the chocolate Babka.
Mm-hmm.
But no, they got socks, and then their Jerry, like, they dim the lights, bring him back up. He's doing like the opening stand-up bit and does a fucking perfect Jerry Seinfeld style.
Well, yeah.
Joke just off the dome. Like, the suggestion had been not 20 seconds earlier. And has a fully fleshed out, well-paced Jerry Seinfeld bit, like, just at the ready.
What
it was crazy.
Fuck?
And then within the first scene of any Seinfeld episode, within the first two at least, you're going to establish, like, your three plots for the episode.
Right. Because,
like, oftentimes, Jerry doesn't get a plot. So, he's just kind of there to be Jerry.
Yeah.
But you'll get your George, your Elaine, and your Kramer plots within, like, the first scene or two. And they just started out. It was Jerry's apartment. George is there. George has a problem. Elaine comes in. Elaine has a problem. Kramer comes in, has a problem that also could be potentially solved by Elaine's problem. You could already see that intertwined.
And it was all socks related.
It's all socks related, yeah.
Now, be honest. Did you suggest socks?
No. Some dude... Clear on the other side of the audience, yeah. Why?
All right. Just wondering.
I'm not proud.
Did you have a suggestion?
No, because I didn't think they were going to ask for one word. I was like, I was so worried or like caught up in like, how are they going to do this?
Yeah.
That by the time they actually asked, I was just like, oh shit, I should
have
been thinking a word the whole time.
Yeah.
Of course they would keep it simple.
I do, when I'm in an improv show, I do prefer to improvise the word that I yell out, you know?
Mm. I feel like that's not that seems fun, though. You leave the improvising to the improvisers.
Whatever.
What's your favorite thing you ever yelled out at one of my shows, Caitlin?
Spiders.
Spiders? Did we take it?
Yeah, dude, you did it. It was when you performed before fucking Kate McKinnon, you took that suggestion.
I have no fucking recollection of
you
what
have
we did
no
with
recollection?
It. It's the thing is that I bet if you asked the improvised Seinfeld people exactly what they did, they might not even necessarily remember.
Yeah, they probably immediately forget it.
If you're doing shows a bunch, you just don't keep anything in your memory.
Yeah.
It's kind of like you in this podcast.
It's kind of like me in this podcast, like I was saying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Except I never, even from the very beginning, I didn't remember.
I'm surprised when we sit down and you still know this is the Wikipedia game. And when
every
we do
week,
10 minutes at the top of the
to,
show like this, I'm surprised.
Every week before I call you, I go to iTunes and I look. I just remind myself from the show description.
Caitlin, do you know what this week's topic is?
Yeah, I know what this week's topic is, you fucker.
This
week's topic was brought to us by Miles Fowler. Thank you, Miles.
That's Planeswalker XVX on Twitter, which I believe
right.
is a
just
Magic,
like the Magic
the Gathering.
The
Gathering
just like
yeah.
the Magic thing, yeah. He's going to be really offended if it's not that.
Yeah, sorry,
is?
Miles. If
yeah.
you're
sorry
a Planeswalker for a different thing, I am
sorry if
very
you're not
sorry.
A nerd. If he's just like a racewalker, maybe, that lives in Nebraska, perhaps.
A what walker?
A racewalker.
Oh, he just...
Matt doesn't watch the goddamned Olympics.
Yeah, right. I just learned that there's a fucking event in the Olympics where they race bikes around a bowl, and it blew my mind.
Yeah, dude, not only that, there's more than one form of that. The craziest form of that, I forget what it starts with a K. It's called Kyron, I want to say. Did you watch this shit?
Yeah, no, I watched... I did see the GIF
you did
of the
see
person...
That.
Who this Olympics basically went horizontal on the wall to avoid crashing. Yeah.
Okay, well that's
in that
but
very
that's
event.
Like indoor cycling is a thing, but there's a specific kind of race where the way it works, and I do not understand it, is there's a man on a motorcycle that goes in the front and he slowly speeds up. He starts at like 15 miles an hour and slowly speeds up to 28 miles an hour. And all of the bicycle riders line up in a nice orderly line behind him, like they're drafting. Mm-hmm. And they go, I forget the total number of laps, but they do like four or five laps like this.
Yeah.
And then in the last two, they're like, okay, now the race is happening. And they break out of that line and try to win the race.
Yeah.
And I don't understand it.
It's bonkers. And it's a good candidate for moving cycling over to the Winter Olympics where the cooler sports happen.
Right, because it's cold. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Anyway, this is not... what Miles,
that's not
who may or may not enjoy Magic the Gathering, is trying to get us to talk about.
The actual topic is the Dyatlov Pass incident.
Yes.
Which is...
It's a spooky thing.
It's a scary thing.
Yeah.
Would you want to explain what happened?
Oh, I'm the one to explain what happened now?
Yeah, I've forgotten already what I said.
Okay. I mean, just earlier, you were just reading from Wikipedia to me, so I was wondering if that was just going to continue being a thing.
Nah.
But let me tell you what happened. 9 ski hikers in February of 1959...
Nice.
...went to the Ural Mountains, which is a range of mountains... that runs through Western Russia and a little bit into Kazakhstan, disappeared. But they died. But at first they disappeared because they didn't know where they were.
But they did. People did find their bodies.
Yes.
After.
It was originally a team of 10, all from the Ural Polytechnical Institute, and then one person got sick along the way and did not continue hiking through the mountains. And then it was too long between when they were supposed to send word that their trek had been safe and successful. Mm-hmm. And so they sent out search parties. It was like weeks later, towards the end of February, that the search parties found the group's tent and found at first just a few of them, and it looked like they had torn the tent open from the inside, run out in no clothing, in like hypothermic conditions, and died. And that was just the first like five or six they found. And then they found the rest of the party, and some of them had injuries that looked like strange, like blunt force trauma, but without like other signs of like bruising or tissue damage, but like bad trauma. And then one person was missing their tongue and I believe eyes. And that's it. They all died, and it looks like they ran out of their tent for some reason. Spooky.
Yeah.
And now that place is called Dietlov Pass because the expedition leader's name was Dietlov. Yeah.
Which is so bleak.
Very bleak.
But I guess I guess they do that. I mean, they did the same thing with the Donner Party, right?
Yeah, yeah.
They named the pass after the Donner Party, not vice versa. Is that correct?
I believe so, yeah. Yeah,
which is, like, so dark.
So, you may have heard about this if you listened to a certain other show that just covered this in July.
Oh, no.
Which is why we're not going to fucking dwell too much on the story itself and spooky times. Some people say it was a government thing that was covered up. Some people say it was a Yeti. Some people say it was this weird, spooky sound. What's it called?
An infrasound.
An infrasound that drove them crazy. The one thing that was actually most disturbing to me from the page was that apparently you can get so cold in hypothermic conditions, it feels like you're burning.
Oh, I knew that.
And so you take your clothes off.
It's called, what is that called? It's called, like, paradoxical heating or something like that. Paradoxical undressing, I think it's called.
Yep, paradoxical undressing. That is what it is listed as here. So, yeah, people thought it was maybe Abominable Snowman or Russia dropping some experimental weapons, and then they, you know, either died because of that and it was covered up, or they didn't die because of that, but they were witness to the testing, so they got somehow and then set up.
I have to say, of all this possible spooky explanations, I find Yeti to be the least spooky.
Yeah, but then it's just like you were on the Yeti's turf. What do you expect?
And there was like a big ass like snow ape, but also it doesn't add up. That doesn't add up to me.
Yeah. Well, so I will say before we launch into this, on the wiki page, I learned something interesting about how cryptozoology is often critiqued as an explanation.
Yeah.
which is that it'll be concerned with stories where it's like, but why was this one person's tongue missing? Which completely looks over that all sorts of wild animals are known
to be tongue eaters.
To eat the soft parts of animals. Of, like, other dead animals.
Listen, there's other soft parts on a human being.
Yeah, so also why eyes would go. Like,
There's more soft parts than just those two.
But then think about this.
And B, there was more than one soft dead person out there.
Yeah, but you're just... But just think about this. It's probably one animal eats its fill of soft parts off the one, at that point, exposed corpse.
But are you really going to go for the tongue first?
You know, I don't think I would go for the tongue or really have a good answer to that question. It seems just kind of like a weird thing to consider, and I feel uncomfortable now.
I mean, we're never going to know the answer to the mystery if we're not willing to talk about things like this, but okay.
The mystery is for podcasts that make a lot of money talking about spooky shit.
Okay, yeah.
We're in this for the love of the wiki game. Thank you, Miles Fowler. Let's get this going.
Doo-doo-doom.
Step one.
Christoph Humbert. Christoph Humbert.
Oh, boy. Do you know what this is, listeners?
This is a sports stuff.
Yup.
Da-na-na-na.
He's a judoka.
Yeah.
Which I didn't know was a term.
Yeah, because you haven't been watching the goddamned Olympics.
Is judo in the Olympics?
Oh, yes.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
Well, this cool. guy apparently isn't, so.
Well, he isn't cool?
No, he's not in the Olympics. It says here, his correct. Achievements are...
All in the Euros.
Yeah. So.
There's literally nothing on this page except for the man's birth date and his two placements in the European Judo Championships.
We could also click to judoka.
We can click judoka. Or
which
we can
leads
click
to
French
judo.
Or judo.
Oh, is French a link?
Yes, it's purple because I've already... I click on France all the time. Always Word. Reading that France article.
It's kind of hard for me to see that. All right. Well, I think France would probably make the most sense.
France seems good.
Oh, France.
Yeah. Oh, France.
Liberté, égalité, fraternité.
That's how it goes.
That's how we do. Gosh, I got no new hot takes on France, though, since the last time we talked about it. You know,
I don't remember what we talked about the last time. I probably said something like fuck the French.
Whoa.
Did I say something like that?
I don't think so. Do you have something do you have something against the French?
Yeah, the French, they just kind of suck.
Jeez.
They just like, you know, like they think they're better than everybody.
Caitlin, we're about 60 weeks into doing this podcast now.
And you're just now finding out that I don't like French people.
No, I'm saying we're still in the early audience building phase after a year and change.
French people would not. Here's the thing about the nation of France is that they wouldn't know. People in France don't listen to English language podcasts. Okay,
that's almost certainly true. Yeah,
that's almost certainly true.
Yeah, they would sooner settle for an inferior French equivalent.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, there is somebody out there doing French Wikipedia races.
Yeah, absolutely.
Who aren't even as funny as we are.
They probably are just using their fucking laptop microphone, you know?
Jesus. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a fucking disgrace.
Yeah.
But otherwise, I'm, like, pretty cool with the French, you know? I'm just fine.
Listen, not all French, but, you know.
Who's the French leader in Civ 5? Is it Napoleon?
In Civ 5?
Yeah.
It's probably Napoleon. It might be, it's not De Gaulle, is it?
No, I think I would remember if it was De Gaulle.
Okay.
I'm gonna do something a little unprecedented here. I'm just gonna look this
You're
up on my
Google
own.
It? Oh, all right. Getting a little big for your britches there.
Sorry, you're not the only one who can use Google.
I thought I was the only one on a computer.
I'm just accessing Skype through like a tin can and string this whole time. Yeah, it's Napoleon in Civ 5.
Okay. What's his deal in Civ 5?
His like AI deal?
Yeah, what's his deal?
It's just a little fucking warmonger.
Okay, obviously.
Like, of course.
Yeah.
I think when they added culture with like the last expansion pack, he also was like fucking jacked in that regard.
Yeah, of course.
Which is fitting, of course.
Insofar that he's French. I don't know, insofar that he's Napoleon, but whatever.
Sure, sure, sure. I would really like to dive into another Civ 5 game. Kind of crack that nut open again.
Oh, yeah. I've been thinking about it, too. I've been thinking about starting Civ 5 again, too.
But...
because when Mark visited, this motherfucker was here, and we were driving to, like... Savi Island. We like went to the beach with Mark, and on the way to the beach, this motherfucker was playing Civ on his laptop.
On the way to the beach or on the beach?
On the way to the beach.
Okay.
I guess it's not as bad as it could be, but
sure, sure, sure.
Nonetheless,
I mean, that's Mark. If you're listening, I love that. I love that.
This is like a 20. This was like a 20-minute drive that we were on.
For a second, I thought you were going to be like, this is a 26-year-old man
it's also
riding
that.
In my passenger seat.
It is also that, yeah.
Like an adult male.
Yeah, an adult man.
Mark, I love that move. I hope you're playing with the latest expansion. But I can't justify getting lost in Civ right now.
Why not?
because it's a time sink, and
yeah,
I need to. I need to read the rest of Infinite Jest for one thing. Oh
God, Jesus Christ, I'm so sorry.
And I need to get more work out here in the in the sizable apple.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of an issue.
Now, unrelated, I do want to read to you the way. So you know about the band Daft Punk, I'm assuming.
Wait, sorry.
Who? Yeah. It's this band, they're called Daft Punk, and like there's two of them, and like they might be robots, like nobody's really sure if they're robots or not.
I'm not familiar.
Okay, not important. But what you do need to know is that they are, according to Wikipedia, pioneers of the French House.
The French House. Oh no, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, robots would be responsible for a genre called the French House.
You think so?
Yeah. Because it's like Markov chains. They just like don't make too much sense when they string together sentences.
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
They don't always know where there should be an article. Yeah,
totally. Yeah. Civ 5. Now that I've talked about wanting to play it, I will probably play it.
You're probably going to play it like as soon as we get off of the Skype.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, me too, honestly.
I gotta confess something right now, in case it's an issue. Ahead.
Yeah, do it.
But I was wigging out earlier, and I thought I heard a little echo of my own voice.
Yeah.
That wasn't my my monitor echo. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you accused me of not wearing my headphones, if I recall, which...
True.
Not totally an unfair accusation.
True, I did accuse you of not wearing your headphones, as you have forgotten to in the past.
Yeah.
But you had them in.
I did.
And I just realized that I might be listening to my own voice so loud in my headphones. It was bleeding through my headphones and then back into the mic. And if that's true, I can't do anything really about that in the audio. So I just want everyone to know, if the first half of this podcast you've been getting this cool echo remix of my voice.
That was Daft Punk reaching through.
That was Daft Punk. These dastardly robots.
Yeah.
Affecting my mixing board.
Yeah, they're like plugged straight into the internet, so they can kind of just edit, kind of just boop, 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 boop,
make little adjustments wherever. I know Daft Punk. They're those characters from Tron. They're fictional characters.
Yeah. They're DJs from Tron. Yeah.
Weird. It's weird how it's treating them like they're like an actual thing outside of the context of Tron here.
Yeah, well, I mean, like I said, they're hooked right into the internet, so they just sort of like, you know, whatever they want to change on the internet, just...
They're like the fucking Frisbee people. They just put themselves in
they're a
in
lot
Wikipedia.
Like they're a lot like the Frisbee people.
Is Frisbee an Olympic sport?
No.
Fuck you, Frisbee people. On the record. Now let's see.
You know how soccer games, you know how when the two teams tie and it's a tournament and they have to resolve the tie, it's a bad thing that they do? Have we talked about this on the podcast?
No, I don't believe so.
So they go into overtime, and if it's still tied at the end of overtime, they do penalty kicks, which is just garbage.
You're upset about USA versus Sweden.
And I'm still upset about America losing to Sweden. And I have a better tie-breaking procedure.
Oh, by all means, use our widespread platform to change the rules of football forever.
Yeah, so I've already tweeted about this, but you know, we have so many dedicated listeners. The way that this should be resolved is you do an overtime period. It's still tied at the end of that. Every 2 minutes, they add another ball to the field. And
you're saying it's multi-ball.
It's multi-ball. They add another ball every 2 minutes, and they keep playing, and the first team to 10 goals at the end of that multi-ball period wins. And that shit would get so lit so fast. Think about that.
I mean, the thing that you should take as constructive criticism here, Caitlin,
yeah,
is that idea sounds really tight.
Yeah, I know.
Really fucking awesome to me. Someone who does not appreciate the art of football.
Listen,
which
at
is,
the end of
I think
listen,
suggests
Matt,
that it's a bad idea.
Listen, no, listen. At the end of 120 minutes of football, everybody just wants this shit to be over. Nobody cares about the artistry anymore, you know?
Mm.
It's like,
it's just gotta be.
Can we please just resolve this?
Can we just wrap this up?
And currently the way it's resolved is basically it's more or less like flipping a coin.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of doing that, they should just like light it up and like watch some people get really hurt and everybody would have a great time, you know?
Sure, sure.
That's all I'm saying. Anyways, how are we gonna get to this?
I'm thinking, unless you were able to see as you scrolled, because I did not, a direct link to Russia. I saw a link further up the page to UN Security Council, and I'm like, mm-hmm. I did model UN precisely once.
Yeah.
And
did you see Russia over there?
I served. Oh, well, I see French invasion of Russia. You just highlighted, but unfortunately, yeah. Not Russia. It might be further up in this section then, but
well, tell me what you saw on the Security Council.
Well, I was not just on the Security Council. Thank you, Caitlin.
Okay.
I was on the Historical Security Council.
Okay.
Which meant that we were role-playing, as all Model UN is. It's just fucking...
it's just RP.
It's a role-playing game, yeah, with rules that you extrapolate from history and shitty high school theater. I have strong opinions about Model UN. And Historical Security Council was set that year around the Cold War. And so,
uh-huh,
I was Columbia.
Okay.
And I did not do enough research because I didn't give enough of a shit about Model UN because I was doing it just to like sort of boost my extracurriculars.
Yeah.
And then was pretty low effort about it. I'll just be on the record saying that. I didn't know that I was in a position of such valuable bargaining between the US and Russia.
Uh-huh.
And I was just
because Colombia is right in between Russia and the US, right?
No.
That's the reason?
This is how bad I was at this. I don't even remember who historically I learned, like, the day I got there, that Colombia was basically in the pocket of, but it was definitely in the pocket of one of them.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Got
and
it.
So I was supposed to be a yes man to one of them.
But you don't remember which one.
I don't remember. I think it was America. I think.
You know, maybe that's a really profound statement on the Cold War, if you think about it.
Sure. Yeah. I was getting much deeper into it. Well, the fucking, like, grad school sad boys who were running the Historical Security Council. No, I'll put them on blast. They were, like, grad school history students who should have had something better to do.
Yeah, but didn't.
And they could sense they could smell my fear.
Yeah, yeah.
And lack of preparedness. And so they, you know, in Model UN, they'll engineer crises and then throw them at you and have you, the high school kids, sort them out.
Yeah.
And the crisis they created was for Colombia. We had a sickness raging through through the country. And so if I recall now that, like, I'm fucking dusting off the cobwebs.
Yeah.
I had to, like, reject these humanitarian advances from Russia because I was supposed to be allied with America. But then America wasn't really going to do all that much to help me.
Yeah, typical.
So typical Cold War, really. Yeah. But
where was this going?
Oh, Russia is on the Security Council. We could click UN
and
Security Council and then click
Russia.
And
that's why, and that's how Matt knows that Russia's on the Security Council.
Oh, also, fuck Model UN. It's some bullshit.
Okay, that was really the point of that, wasn't it? I'm going to click.
It's a story I haven't told on this fucking podcast before. Do you want to hear about the guy in Czech Republic or no?
No, save it for another day.
All right.
I'm going to click French invasion of Russia, okay?
Wait, you're going to, oh, yeah, that's definitely a better
bet.
That's
a good, definitely a good thing to
Step
click.
Step three.
French invasion of Russia. It went bad.
Is this the one that there's that famous infographic about?
I don't know. If by famous infographic you mean one of these paintings.
No. Like one of the earliest instances of like visualized data.
No, you're thinking of the Crimea.
Crimea?
Yeah, the Crimean War. Fucking your girl Florence Nightingale, who started the Red Cross.
Maybe this is a different graphic.
Maybe this is a different thing. But I do want to tell you, I just do want to say that your girl Florence Nightingale, she was a statistician in addition to the founder of modern nursing. And she's
cool. There it is.
She's really cool. And she did an infographic about the Crimean War.
This is it. Charles Joseph Menard's famous graph showing the decreasing size of Napoleon's army as it marches to Moscow. It's really cool because it's like just this thick line showing the number of troops at first, and then it goes from left to right, temporal, and it just gets skinnier and skinnier, and it like paints such a great picture of like, oh, they fucked up bad, did they not?
But I have to say, I don't totally... It looks like a map of some canals.
Sure. At first, you don't know what you're looking at, but once you realize that it's like the size of the army.
Oh, I see, and it's actually also a map. It's showing where they're where they're marching.
Yeah, sorry, temporal by virtue of the fact that they were marching from left to right on the globe.
Yeah, great UI on this graph.
Yeah, good stuff. Thanks, Menard. But yeah, Florence Nightingale, she's cool.
Yeah.
We should do an episode about her someday.
Hella cool.
Hopefully some other hoity-toity, high-earning Patreon podcast hasn't already done Florence Nightingale.
Stolen that from us. Yeah.
You know?
Okay, so...
I say this as though we did an episode that was just about Lego.
Right, and there's definitely never been a different podcast that talked about Lego, like, at all.
There are podcasts entirely devoted to Lego, and I just realized, why am I not listening to all of those podcasts? I would really like them.
Matt, why is this podcast not about Lego?
Well, there is a small problem where Lego is a very expensive
But if we had a Lego podcast, if you get a Lego podcast, it pays for itself.
Remind me how much money we earn from doing Can You Get to That?
Matt, but if we... Wikipedia doesn't have money to give us.
That's true. Lego has
money. They have money to give us. All right. And Legos to give us. That's all I'm saying.
Well, if you keep saying Legos, they're not going to talk to us.
When did I say Legos? I swear to God, I didn't say Legos.
You did just say they had Legos to give us.
Okay.
Check the tape.
I was using that in the sense of you're never mind. There's no
Caitlin,
correct way to use that
Caitlin,
word. You're
it's
right.
Okay. I'll edit it all out.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate
and then
that.
Tomorrow I'll email the Lego group and be like, hey, we've been doing this podcast for a year.
We're willing to totally pivot and make it about Lego if you will give us Lego.
Yeah. How do we connect the name Can You Get to That to being about Lego?
I mean, can you get to the fucking Lego Millennium Falcon, you know?
Oh,
can you get to the...
Oh, wait, so you're saying just every episode, it's still
every
a Wiki
episode is,
podcast,
is...
but it's just different Lego sets?
No, it's just about us getting to the new Chima dragon, you know, by building it.
You know that there are people who, as like a fun challenge, will build a Lego set to the best of their ability by taking the pieces out, putting the instructions aside, and then just looking at the box.
Yeah, I did know this. That's bonkers. I could never do that.
Well, because they're so goddamn complicated now.
Yeah.
Like, you remember that I made the very ill-informed, stupid decision to buy the Lego Movie spaceship set.
No, Matt, don't say that. We're never going to get a sponsorship if you say things like that.
Oh, I'm cutting all of this out. Don't worry. This is just you and me now.
Okay, got it.
Off the record. Won't end up in the podcast. I built that fucking thing, and the inner workings of it were super duper complicated. Because, like, the wings would pop out and all this shit. Like, so crazy. So, how are you supposed to do that with anything that's not, like... I saw on my Twitter feed one of these little tiny Lego City cops and robbers sets. Mm-hmm. Like these $10 sets, and they do them, they refresh them every couple years, and there's always one that's like, here's a cop chasing a criminal.
Right.
And this year, it was a cop on a jet ski chasing a criminal who'd escaped from prison, like Alcatraz, in just a tire.
That seems, that doesn't seem totally realistic.
The criminal's vehicle in this Lego set consists of a tire.
Yeah, that seems straightforward enough.
Inspired, but I feel like a little bit of a poor value proposition as a Lego set. And again, I'm cutting all this out.
Okay.
Should we just click on Russia?
Yes, I was going to say that. If it even is honestly a link on this page.
Oh, no.
Okay, location, Russian Empire. That's not quite right.
That's not quite right.
Prussia, also not quite right.
Not quite right.
Oh my god.
Is Russia seriously not a link on French invasion of Russia?
This is fucking so typical. Russian language is a link.
That's not good. Is it?
I wonder if it talks about the Ural Mountains at all.
Maybe. Did they have to cross through them? That is in Western Russia.
Russian winter is a page.
Is that page just like, yeah, it's real bad. Some people have written books about it.
All it says is, it's cold.
Jesus. The things that Wikipedia... Okay. Wait, I see. Oop.
What do you see?
Right there, top of the... or Russia. Yeah.
Russian Empire. That goes to Russian Empire. I guess that's... I think that might be as close as we're going to get, honestly.
Because it's like historical...
It's historical.
Context. Yeah. Damn it.
Yeah, we should have just Russia.
Caitlin, I'm sorry to say this, but we should have just fucking clicked... UN Security Council.
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
If my ill-spent time in Model UN could be good for anything at all.
What if I told you right now, what if I'd been holding it in this whole time and I didn't want to, like, offend you, but what if Russia was just not at all on the Security Council?
And you just know this? And you've been holding it back?
And I just knew that, and I'd been holding it back to not offend you.
Are they not?
No, they are. Don't worry.
Okay.
Okay. Let me hit you with this. What about European Russia? Because the Urals are what divides Europe from Asia, officially.
Yeah. Okay. Let's try that. So European Russia, step four.
Yeah. There we go. Ural Mountains are right here.
Oh shit.
But
you don't want to click it that fast.
Well, no, it's not that. I mean, I don't know what else we're going to do at this point. I think we're kind of locked into this strategy, but I do question a little bit whether this incident is going to be on the page for the Ural Mountains.
I feel like it's got to be.
Do you?
And I'm not saying, like, I've been on the page and I feel like it's got to be. Let me try to... say it like the kids say it.
Okay.
I feel like it's gotta be.
Okay. Well, now I feel like you're really speaking to me in my language, so.
Because there should be, at least if not directly on the page, some kind of reference to, like, shit that done happened on these mountains, right?
I'm sure there's going to be some discussion of shit that's happened on the mountains, but
maybe
other more important stuff has happened on those mountains that we don't even know about, you know?
What could possibly be more important than some unfortunate accident?
9 people mysteriously dying.
Well, some unfortunate, you know, ski trip gone awry that then weirdos think has to do with a Yeti. What could be more important?
Probably literally nothing.
What? Like,
except for maybe the site, maybe the actual confirmed sighting of a Yeti, potentially.
We haven't gotten into cryptozoology on this podcast before, have we?
No, I don't think we have at all.
Caitlin, I don't know how I would answer this, but I feel like you might have an answer, like, just kind of already in the can for this, just from what I know about you. And this isn't, like, a judgment, but here's my question.
Yeah.
Which cryptozoological animal or, like, you know, legend do you think could
crypto
be real?
Critter?
Yeah, which crypto critter is most likely to be real in your mind? In your mind?
In my mind?
Where is your mind?
I think Sasquatch.
Now, why is that? Justify it.
I just have a feeling about him, you know?
Because I feel like with Sasquatch, if Sasquatch is real, then the abominable snowman is just as likely to be real.
Well, Sasquatch and the abominable snowman, like, may or may not be the same crypto critter, actually.
Right.
You know?
So I feel like...
And so just given the sheer number of names for this guy, the Yeti, the abominable snowman, the Sasquatch, these are all, like, more or less the same thing.
I guess what I'm...
That's, Matt, like, law of large numbers, you know what I'm saying?
Let me dip into my thesis research a little bit here.
Okay, please do.
To analyze what I just said.
Okay.
So I'm making the a priori assumption that...
Good word. Good term there.
That the Sasquatch,
mm-hmm.
if it exists...
Yeah.
...would then imply the existence of the Yeti.
Yes.
In terms of sort of morphology and anatomy and behavior, except for the violent part, because I think the Sasquatch is non-violent in most accounts, right?
I mean, I've never seen one attack someone, so.
Sure. And if you haven't seen it happen, then how can you know?
Yeah.
I'm assuming that the existence of one necessitates the existence of the other.
Okay.
But if I were asked to rank the probability of the Sasquatch existing and the yeah. Yeti existing.
Yeah.
And the Yeti and the Sasquatch existing.
Uh-huh. Oh, I remember this part of your thesis.
I would be committing the conjunction fallacy.
Ugh,
God, if you're so right. I was going to rank the and the conjunction
yeah.
of both yeah. existing
yeah
anything in between or higher than both, it's
okay.
necessarily less probable that both exist than uh-huh. one or the other exists.
Okay.
And I think I just did a bad because I was like, if the Sasquatch exists, then of course the Yeti must. But I think in terms of probability, when I think in that term, I can't say that. Well, I have to say, I think it would be fairly likely, but I would have to say, I have to allow for the greater chance than the Sasquatch exists on its own than that the Sasquatch exists in conjunction with the Yeti.
Yeah. Well, Matt, here's the thing, though. There's no way that there's a real animal called the Chupacabra. That's all I'm saying.
It didn't have the name right out the gate. It was named the Chupacabra. That name exists.
I'm going to click on Ural Mountains.
Okay. Was that bit I did about my thesis funny at all? I'm going to cut this out.
I mean, I didn't laugh.
This is that quality content we're churning out each week, is it not?
Yeah.
Ba-doop-a-doo-doo-doo.
All right. Ural Mountains. Step 6?
No, this is 5.
Okay.
So we're doing good if we can just get to
Dyatlov
Pass incident from here. Cultural significance?
It's actually
maybe?
Here. That's what I was going to check, but that's...
No.
That's not. Oh, see also. There it is.
See also. Fuck yes. Step 6.
Should we click on it?
Yeah.
There we go.
Step 6. That was a good one.
Yeah, we done it.
We done it in fairly good... Well... There was that thing we took a pause for in the middle. So we actually have some time remaining if we want to learn a little bit more and take a bite out of that rich dude's fucking podcast piece of shit.
What if the rich dude's podcast that we were talking about was, what if it was like Marc Maron?
I think it would go a little something like this. What's up, what the fuckers, what the fuck buddies, what the fuck hooligans, it's me, Mark, and, fuck, man, I was up all night, I was reading some crazy shit. You know how much crazy shit goes down in the mountains in Russia? A lot. a lot does. And when you're as like fucked up and like harrowed as I am, and you've seen as much shit as I have on the road, doing shows, you know, putting yourself out there, putting yourself through hell, you know, you gotta stop, you gotta let it sink in and really appreciate the fact that you didn't fucking get disappeared on a mountain and then turn up a month later missing your goddamn tongue and eyeballs.
Wow.
World's fucking crazy. Also, I've got Louis C.K. on today. We're going to talk about cum jokes. That'll be fun. Here's an ad from Blue Apron. That's how I think it would go.
It's funny that you did that because I've never listened to that podcast, and you could be making literally anyone's voice right now, and like, I'd believe it.
What do you think? Just you've seen pictures of Marc Maron, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What do you think his voice sounds like? Now you do an improv bit.
Hey guys, it's me, Marc Maron. Welcome to my podcast.
With that facial hair?
What the fuck with Marc Maron? Today we're going to be talking about some hikers that died in Russia, and just buckle up because it's going to be a wild ride.
And also we've got my good friend Janine Garofalo in the studio. It's going to be a real good time. She's an expert on the Ural Mountains.
That I can see Janine Garofalo being an expert on the Urals. I would believe that.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. I could see that. Let's just dwell a little bit longer on infrasound. Why don't we?
Yeah, let's do that. Should we actually, let's go to the section about infrasound.
Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty short explanation.
It says another hypothesis popularized by Donnie Eichar's 2013 book, Dead Mountain, which sounds like a great book, is that wind going around Holachal Mountain created a Karman vortex street, which can produce infrasound capable of inducing panic attacks in humans.
Now, this feels like a stretch, because if you actually look into, infrasound and Karman vortex streets, you'll find out that a Karman vortex street is this weird thing. It's like swirling vortex stuff that happens when like sound or like other like frequency inducing things pass through the air. And then infrasound, if you look at the research, like there was a concert that was put on and they put like these super low, like 17 hertz sounds under the music, and mm-hmm. they did it like an experiment. So some people who went to one concert would hear the super low infrasound, and the other concert didn't have it at all. And they asked people how they felt during
the audience at the one concert tore all their clothes off, right?
No, they didn't like have a crazy panic attack. They like reported at most like feeling like extreme unease, or like they had like a weight on their chest, but not like a full on, like, I'm going to tear my clothes off panic attack. I guess, I mean, if it happens and you're on a mountain, different situation than a concert hall.
Definitely a different situation.
Different situation than, hey, it's a cool free concert I got invited to off the street. Oh my God, why am I so sad? But Karman Vortex, I don't know if I'm fucking saying that right. Vortex streets, they're why when you're standing near like big power lines, you hear the like, which is a cool thing I learned today.
That sounded like
Marc Maron.
Like Marc Maron, yeah, that's what I was gonna say.
No, what were you actually gonna say?
It sounded
whoa,
like
whoa, 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 whoa.
It sounds like someone in a low budget sci-fi TV series. It sounds like the Foley artist for a sci-fi TV series making a tractor beam noise.
I think I just found my new career path.
Yeah.
We good?
Yeah, I guess we good.
I don't know what else we want to explore here other than like, you know, Yetis.
Yeah. Yetis. It was Yetis.
It was Yetis. Maybe I mean, less likely that they both exist, but maybe Sasquatch?
Yeah, perhaps Yetis and Sasquatch.
Maybe they teamed up. And Sasquatch was like, Yeti, you can only eat one tongue.
Listen, here's the facts. The force of the blows was too strong to have been caused by another human.
And no soft tissue had been damaged. Do 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 do. My name is Matthew Olson. You can find me on Twitter. It's at Matthew Olson. Spell it right. And you can find this show on Twitter. It's at Get to That. Thank you again from me to Miles Fowler. Caitlin?
My name is Caitlin Best. You can find me
on
Twitter.
Oh, I just wanted you to thank Miles Fowler.
Okay, well, you can fuck right off.
I still have another thing to say, but
I already thanked this boy. I already thanked this boy, Matt.
Thank him again.
I thanked him right at the top. Thanks, Miles. Whatever.
Now it's all awkward. Because now I gotta say, hey, please, if you haven't checked it out yet, check out the new mini series I'm doing, Finite Jest with Alex Clute. Which can now be found officially at finitejest.simplecast.fm. And yeah, we're doing 6 weeks of us reading through Infinite Jest, and it's a slog. But it's funny.
It's
a funny slog.
Making me want to watch or listen to that, rather. So, well, I'm still Caitlin Best.
Still Caitlin Best.
You can find me on Twitter at bestkabest, bestkabest, assuming Twitter still exists.
It's been letting us down tonight.
Yeah, we haven't been able to get on it at all. You can tweet at the show at Get to That. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/CYGTT. Did you tell the listeners already to like, comment, and subscribe?
Like, comment, and subscribe, listeners, please.
Yeah, do that stuff.
You can also find us on Facebook. It's
I did say that.
Oh, shit.
I did actually literally just say that.
I started thinking preemptively of a bit to do at the very end, and I just, I'm sorry.
You zoned out. It's okay. That's what I do all episode, every episode.
Oh, my God. Sorry. I'm going to go back to reading this long book now.
Okay.
Wait, I've got something to ask you, though.
Yes, please.
Caitlin?
Yes?
What if technology bad, though? I smell like beef.